Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
It is that time of the week when we join Johnny Rabbit. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, good morning. Another great song, Scott. Thank you. With the new year so near to us, let's talk in general about going out in years past. Not necessarily new years, just going out. With the current fairy tale puzzle adventure game, Once Upon a Match in mind, I'm going to use my very strange matchbook collection to guide us. One of the matchbooks with a racehorse depicted on it is from the Chase Hotel, Steeplechase, on the garden terrace by the swimming pool, where 6 nights a week from 1954 until 1975, Harry Fender did late-night Camo X broadcasts. They were heard nationwide. And until Julian Miller pulled the plug on his Prom Teen magazine, that was in 73, he very seldom missed a show because he was our leading celebrity chaser, and the Steeplechase was the place for celebrity watchers. Plus, they served dinner and late supper. Lots of places served late suppers. That's no more. Oh, here's a matchbook from when Cantonese cuisine was tops at Chinese restaurants. It leads us to Rice Bowl Shangri-La, 3157 South Grand by the Ritz Theater. That's the Ritz Park now. Oh, that theater opened in 1910 as the Junietta. It got the Ritz name 100 years ago. The Rice Bowl Shangri-La was under the watchful eye of Miss Lee, and they had over 100 exotic Chinese dishes, and the restaurant was described as having an authentic atmosphere. This matchbook, made in St. Louis by Universal Match Company, as most were, is for another Chinese place called the Peach Garden in the Midtown Theater District, 3610 Olive. In 1961, the Peach Garden was listed as one of 27 dining spots in town, promoted as being open to all, and that African Americans would not be refused service. Maybe after dinner there in the 50s or 60s, you'd bowl a few frames at Sports Bowl. Their matchbook shows a picture of their two-story building at 3517 Olive at Teresa. Sports Bowl had 24 lanes, open 24 hours a day. The building opened in 1915 as the Dreamland Dance Palace. By World War I, it was the Arcadia Ballroom. In 1939, it became Toontown, where the very best of the big bands played. In World War II, it was a busy place, but by 1948, the big bands were mostly gone, so were the Toontown dancers. Owners couldn't even pay the taxes, so they reorganized as a bowling alley, restaurant, and cocktail lounge. By the late 60s, it too was all over, building replaced by a vacant lot like it is today. Our matchbook trail now takes us downtown to Miss Hulling's cafeterias, northwest corner of 11th and Locust, and in the basement of the chemical building at 8th and Olive, the former being home of the charm room. This quote by Miss Hulling herself is on the inside of the matchbook, just above the closed cover before striking warning. It is my desire to serve the people of St. Louis who patronize my cafeterias the quality of food they would expect to have in the finest of homes. Sincerely, Miss Hulling. She meant it. Florence Hulling was born here in 1891, married Stephen R. Apted in 31. Their son, Stephen J., was born in 33, and he eventually ran the business in other places like the Cheshire Inn and Lodge. Hulling's and Olive closed in 81. Locust closed in 93. Much missed, I'll tell you, as is Stephen Apted, who died 24 years ago. Two matchbooks take us to the Hill. One for Ruggieri's, a huge place at 2300 Edwards that used the slogan, "In St. Louis, it's Ruggieri's." The restaurant, founded by Anthony Ruggieri, dated to 1903, and in the 30s and 40s, when Henry Ruggieri was growing the place like Topsy, it was billed on their matchbook as having the finest food in the Italian colony of St. Louis. Joe Garagiola and his brother Mickey worked there, as did Yogi Berra, who was dressed to the nines greeter. Organist, vacuum cleaner, collector Stan Kahn performed there on the organ, not the vacuum, for 20 years, starting in 1956, playing the circa 1924 organ that had been in the Lowe State Theater. This year, Stan would have turned 100. Matchbook number two from the Hill takes us to a little place, Joe and Mary Staybell's, 4942 Southwest, opened in 1954, next to the Ballerina Lounge and across from Palace Bowl. The Staybell slogan, simple, not fancy, but good. Homemade pizza and lemon pie, they were really great. Another matchbook promoted, it's Town Hall tonight in Clayton between Big Bend and the Esquire Theater, where they had fountain drinks, curb service, and a Rathskeller. It also plugged a new Taste Treat Pedigreed hot dog with each little dog in its own doghouse. They suggested you take some home to the folks. This matchbook invites downtown shoppers and workers to enjoy home cooking and food as you like it at Miss Julia's Fullerton Building Cafeteria and Fountain at 7th and Pine. It says service and prices were right. Well, someday we'll visit more yesteryear restaurants, maybe with the help of my sugar packet collection and or maybe my postcard collection. Oh, I hope you'll be here New Year's Day for the KMOX Johnny Rabbit Welcome to 2025 show from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. with 12 guests offering hope and positivity for the year. We'll hear from folks such as Peter Mayer, Amy Shaw, and John O'Leary, too. A week from today on KMOX, we'll look back at 1966, and I'll host St. Louis in the 60s for Oasis at 10:30 Tuesday, January 28th. At the center of Clayton. Well, now, if we can just pull him away from the KMOX newsroom eggnog fountain, we're going to hear again from your personal announcer. There he is. Please welcome Scott Jagow.
All right, Johnny Rabbit. Looking forward to that New Year's Day special from 10 to 1 here on KMOX.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. As always, going back in time with Johnny Rabbit. We do not have an eggnog fountain in the newsroom, unfortunately. Anyway, it's Total Information AM Sunday. Coming up in a few minutes, I went back in the archives for a three good things from this year, as well as a roaming St. Louis. And we'll get to the top of the hour. Unfortunately, some devastating news out of South Korea. A